And of course, you know, Britain did. You know, benefited from his involvement in these corporations, and very, you know, very close links with all of these organisations. Say, like, whether it was the big supermarkets or the industrial corporations, or the mining interests, or the arms trade. You know, well, they were all kind of, you know, they all had a finger in the pie somewhere. And she didn't want to, you know, she didn't want to do anything. She didn't. And that's where, you know, that's where their greater support was, by not doing, by letting them carry on, by not applying pressure to them. We in the anti-apartheid movement and others were attempting to apply pressure on them, on these organisations, these institutions, and on the British government to adopt a different point of view. And in the end, we did manage to do that. But you know, it's you know, where there was, you know, there were major successes. You know, in the boycott campaign, supermarkets did withdraw. You know, certain supermarkets did withdraw South African goods. Some of them did it reluctantly.
Yeah.
You know, they were hopping with joy to do that. But it wasn't in their interest to have people outside the, you know, outside their banks, outside their supermarkets. You know, all the time, and you know, and certain, you know, again, like the co-op had a very, as you might perhaps might expect, had a, you know, had a far you know, better attitude, and had a strongly pro anti-apartheid policy. Well, you know, we promoted people who, you know, adopted an anti-apartheid position, and we condemned those that didn't.
Yeah,
and we just, you know, it was, it couldn't. I mean, there were so many. The links between Britain and South Africa were so many. Key targets had to be selected, and I think the anti-apartheid movement at a national level, and through its democratic structures, worked out where it could best make an impact. And so things like Barclays, I mean, yes, all the banks were involved, and you know, most of the banks got a mention in the various banking campaigns, but Barclays was the one that we cap, you know, that we really focused in on, because they had the major interest. Shell, likewise, you know, I mean, other, you know, oil corporations, and again, had an interest, but Shell was the main one. So, and Tesco's was the biggest, you know, like it is now, it's the biggest, you know, supermarket. So, you know, you kind of, you had to focus in on what was likely to have the biggest impact, and you know, if you could make, because if you could make an impact with them, or others along the way would perhaps, you know, join your side. Yeah. Well, then that was more pressure onto the really big players in the field.